In this episode, we share three questions that parents can and should be asking their learners in between educational therapy sessions and how to implement this new daily strategy with your learner. If you are interested in being one of the parents who gets to ask these three questions in between your child's educational therapy sessions, go ahead and sign up for a phone call. Steph's practice is located in Redondo Beach, California, and Manhattan Beach, California, and virtually everywhere. And you can sign up on her website, www.myedtherapist.com. And my practice is located in Beverly Hills, California, and virtually everywhere. We're focusing on learners fifth grade and older who struggle with executive functioning skills, so fifth grade through adulthood. And you can sign up on our website, which is www.capedtherapy.com. That's cap with a K. Let's dig in.
You want to learn faster, but sometimes working harder is just not the answer. You have to learn smarter. The Educational Therapy Podcast.
Hi, Smarties. Welcome to episode 303 of Learn Smarter, the Educational Therapy Podcast. I'm Stephanie Pitts.
And I'm Rachel Kapp.
And I think I almost said 202. I paused for a second.
I know. It's all good.
What a problem to have.
Yeah, we're getting used to these 300s. So, this episode is probably a long overdue episode, but sometimes, you know, it takes us 302 episodes to get to a topic, or 303 episodes to get to a topic. But we realized that we need to spend a little bit of time on the podcast answering frequently asked parenting questions. Mm-hmm. So in this episode, we are answering probably the number one asked question that we get, which is, what can I do at home to support the work that they're doing in educational therapy? And parents don't know what to do in between sessions. Yeah. They don't know what questions to ask or what to do in between sessions. So today we wanted to break it down because parents don't know what to ask to support their learners, and they don't want to overstep. They don't want to enable. They don't want to go back to old habits where they were the executive functioning brain of their learner, and they don't want to reintroduce themselves as the executive functioning brain for their learner. And so we're digging into these three specific questions that all parents can and should be asking in between sessions. Okay, what's the first one?
So the first one has to do with the dreaded portal. We've talked about the portal and how hard it is, but looking at your portal, did you fully go through it? And we're going to link that portal episode in the show notes so you can go back. But the thing about portals is, did you fully go through it is the all-encompassing question, but know that every learner has a fully go through it type of scenario.
Yeah.
Because there are so many different types of portals. Teachers are using this on one thing, this on another thing. There are many different ways that each school is using it, and then each teacher individually using it. So did they go to all the places that they needed to go to get all the information that they need for that day?
And the second question is your calendar fully reflective of what's happening or what has happened? As a reminder, these are the questions we're asking learners when we're in session two. Like, this is how we're starting all of our sessions, is we're hitting these major things in each session. So we want to make sure that they are doing it. Another question you can ask is, are all your systems updated?
Yeah.
That means, is your time management tool, your calendar updated? Are your systems for digital organization updated? And are your systems for physical organization updated? And then the third and final question, Steph?
Yeah, the third and final question is, what's on your agenda today? So what do you need to do? When are you going to do it?
Yep.
So that's really important because it's also, when we're talking about the systems with managing your time, it's not just what are you going to do today, but when they've updated everything, let's say it's a Monday, what's due later in the week? When are you going to do that? Have you planned for it? So we're working on in session, breaking down all those tasks and figuring out time blindness and how long everything takes, when to start, how to start, all of those things. But these are the questions that we feel like are easy enough for you to ask your learner, for them to start even just thinking about it.
Yep.
So that these become the questions that they ask themselves daily.
These are the questions we are teaching them to ask themselves. And these are the questions that we want to encourage that sort of partnership. But you cannot just start asking these questions, especially if you have a middle schooler or a high schooler. Mm-mm. You have to have agreement about what question you are going to be asking. So can't just be this thing that you impose upon them. So we recommend you have this conversation with your clinician, with your educational therapist. In our practices, we are doing this as well, about what are the questions that, quote unquote, the parent is allowed to ask. Mm-hmm. And then we have to explain to our learners. So this is a group conversation. This is a group decision. And this is a group agreement. And then we have to explain to our learners that this is about supporting incrementally their work, but parents do not want to be in their portals. They do not want to be looking at their calendars. Believe me, it is enough for a parent just to manage their own calendar. Mm-hmm. This is how we bridge the gap in between sessions, but we have to have agreement about it. And then in terms of levels of accountability, each learner is different. For example, on the question, what's on your agenda today? If that learner is actively working on time blindness with their clinician, then it would be appropriate to add the question of what's on your agenda today and how long do you anticipate it's going to take you? Mm-hmm. So that's where that collaboration and that partnership with the clinician, with your learner, is really, really important.
I agree. And it's one step at a time.
Yep.
Right? You might not be asking all three questions to start with. You're going to ask one question. It could be, did you fill out your planner or agenda or online Google Calendar today? That could be where it starts. So just remembering that we are working up to getting them to be independent and autonomous. In that way, we have to scaffold it. So you can't expect changes overnight, and you need to ask the questions about what they're currently working on or struggling with. So being mindful about that is important. And I think teaching them and reminding them about those questions outside of sessions are really great ways to strengthen the muscle, because you have to do it every day as an adult.
There you go, smarties. Have a great week.
Have a great week.